Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of the nastiest, most effective transition tricks you can use in jungle and old school DNB, a pirate radio reload moment in Ableton Live 12. And this is not just to throw some effects on the master and hope for the best kind of move. We're going to make it feel like a real selector is pulling the tune into the red, losing the signal, then slamming it back and with full breakbeat pressure and sub weight. That's the vibe. The goal is a 4 to 8 bar transition that can sit between sections of your track, like an intro into the drop, a reload before the second drop, or a switch up before the final turnaround. It should feel DJ-driven, a little rough around the edges, and properly alive. First thing, create a dedicated transition group. Give it a simple name like transition or pirate radio. Put the material you want to manipulate in there, your main break, any percussion layers, bass, a vocal chop or MC phrase, plus any noise or impact effects you want to use for the reload. Think of this like a mini performance rack, not just a pile of effects. A really useful move here is to put a utility device at the end of the group chain. That gives you fast stereo control. For the main section, keep the width full. During the pirate radio moment, narrow it down. And for the sub-only moment, go almost mono. That width contrast is a huge part of why this works so well in DNB. When the drop opens back out, it feels massive by comparison. Now let's build the radio collapse sound. Start with a duplicate of your section or the transition group itself. Then shape it with stock Ableton devices. A solid chain is auto filter, saturator, vinyl distortion, EQ8, and then utility. With auto filter, start band pass or low pass, depending on the moment. You're aiming for that mid-focused radio body, not full range club sound. Something like 300 Hz to 4.5 kHz is a good starting range. Add a bit of resonance if you want that slightly nasal, tune transmitter character. Then push a little drive if the signal needs more attitude. After that, add saturator. Keep it controlled. A few dB of drive, soft clip-on, and a moderate dry slash wet mix is usually enough. You want grit, not blown out mush. Then use vinyl distortion very subtly. This is about imperfect transmission, not obvious lo-fi gimmickry. A small amount of drive and tracing can make the audio feel like it's coming through a worn speaker or a battered pirate setup. Finish the radio chain with EQ8. Clean up the low end with a high pass if needed, tame any harsh upper mids, and roll off some high end so the whole thing feels boxed in and cramped. That's the sound of a signal collapsing. And in this style, the collapse is the hook. Now let's deal with the drums, because this is where the transition becomes authentic jungle instead of generic FX automation. Take a classic break, or your main break layer, and shape it into a believable fill. You can slice it in simpler or work directly in the audio clip editor. The key is to keep the personality of the break intact. Don't over-edit it into something sterile. Keep those kick, snare, and ghost hit relationships alive. For the transition bars, build a short fill with ghost notes, snare pickups, and a bit of break roll energy before the reload. A nice old-school move is to pull one or two downbeats out for space, then let the smaller details do the talking. In jungle, tiny drum changes can carry more weight than a giant riser. If you want the break to hit harder, process it with drum bus, glue compressor, and maybe a touch of saturator. Keep the settings moderate. A little drive, a little crunch, and some transients can make the break feel like it's chewing through the speakers. Just don't crush it into noise. You still need the snare to speak clearly. Now shape the bass. This part matters a lot, because in DNB you usually don't want the low end to just vanish unless that's a deliberate dramatic choice. More often, you want it to simplify, narrow, or pulse while the top end gets messy. If you've got a Reese or layered bass, narrow the stereo width on the mid layer during the transition and keep the sub mono with utility. You can also automate a low pass or band limiting move so the bass feels like it's being pulled back into the radio signal. That keeps the weight present without cluttering the mix. If your bass line is simple, maybe just a sub and a few stabs, let the sub stay solid and let the rhythmic movement come from the break. That call and response between bass and drums is classic old school language. It makes the transition feel musical instead of random. Now we add the pirate radio atmosphere, tuning noise, static, room tails, reversed bits, and a bit of MC space if you've got it. This is where the scene becomes obvious. Use a return track if you want shared ambience, or keep it on a separate audio track. Reverb, echo, maybe a little erosion or vinyl distortion, and some auto filter are all useful here. Keep this texture mid-focused. High pass the mod, low pass the harsh top, and let it sit like a cheap transmitter in the distance. If you've got a vocal phrase, place it near the end of the transition, right before the reload. That gives the whole move a proper pirate set feel, like an MC is hyping the crowd and the tune is about to drop back in. Now for the pivot, the rewind or tape stop moment. This is the signature move, the bit everyone remembers. You can fake it in a few ways in Ableton Live 12. The cleanest methods are volume automation, filter collapse, clip pitch movement, or a resampled rewind hit. The important thing is that the tune feels like it's pulling backward, then snapping into silence or near silence for a beat. A really effective approach is to automate the filter closing over the final bar, while the volume drops fast at the end. Then layer a reversed crash, reversed snare, or reversed break tail under it. That gives you the sensation of the tune being sucked back into the deck. If you want it to feel like a proper live reload, keep the silence very brief, even a tiny pocket of emptiness, before the drop can make the next downbeat hit a lot harder. In DNB, tension is often more powerful when it's short and sharp rather than stretched out forever. Then comes the re-entry, and this part has to be strong. The drop should feel bigger because of what you took away, not because you stacked a million extra sounds on top. Open the filters back up. Restore stereo width on the non-sub layers. Pull the reverb and delay back down so the first hit lands dry and punchy. Let the drums come back full band, bring the sub back in mono, and make sure the downbeat is clean and confident. One really good trick is to stagger the return. Don't bring everything back at once. Maybe the kick and snare return first, then the bass comes in a fraction later, then the extra percussion and atmosphere follow. That kind of controlled re-entry makes the section feel like it's exploding back into motion rather than just restarting a loop. Once the transition works, print it, resample it, or consolidate it into a reusable audio clip. Name it clearly so you can drop it into other projects later. This is a big workflow win, because Pirate Radio transitions are basically DJ tools. If you build one great version, you can reuse the idea across intros, reloads, outro mixdowns, and second drop switch-ups. And here's the big mindset note. Think of this as a performance edit. The strongest version does not feel like automated production housekeeping. It feels like somebody is actively working the tune, even if you programmed every move yourself. That little bit of human imperfection, slight drift, unstable stereo motion, tiny volume dips, makes it feel real. A few teacher-style reminders before you move on. Don't overdo the processing. Pick one main focal event, the break mutating, the signal narrowing, the reload hit, or the bass returning with force. If you try to highlight all of them equally, the moment gets blurry. Also, keep checking the transition on smaller speakers. If it only works on a huge system, it's probably leaning too hard on sub and not enough on rhythm and mid-range character. So the finished result should feel like this. Your main DNB section ends, the signal collapses into a battered pirate radio texture. The break starts mutating with ghost notes and chopped detail, a short rewind or reload hit pulls everything backward, and then the next drop slams back in with full jungle pressure. That's the move. Short, nasty, believable, and very, very effective. Now go build your 4-bar reload. Print it, and make it feel like a live pirate set.